A word for you from John chapter 6 verse 56. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. This is the very crux of Christianity, because it's not a doctrine just to be believed. It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is a consuming of him. He is the very core of the faith. You'll find that many who are not true Christians, they agree with virtually everything Jesus said. Except, of course, when it comes to things like this, because it offends people, because he puts himself at the very core, the very center of the faith. And this is what offended the Jews, and they grumbled, even his disciples grumbled and were offended by what Jesus said. And yet, it is such a glorious truth. This is the very heart of the matter. When Jesus said this, he goes on to describe in many other ways. For instance, in John 15, he says, "Abide in me, for without me you cannot bear fruit. I am the vine." And there he refers in various different ways, I in you and you in me, the closest fellowship. And it is by living on him, feasting on him. It doesn't just mean the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, as important as that is. But that is more a means of testifying that we belong to him. It is a means of fellowship that we belong to each other. It is also celebrating what he has done for us. But it is when you have already received him into your heart, when he has cleansed you from your sins. Because when Jesus comes in, he deals with the sin problem. And he gives life. He is the bread of life. This is the core of the faith, because, as he says, he who feeds on my flesh and drinks of my blood abides in me and I in him. In another place, Paul goes on to describe the very heart of the gospel, the secret that has been hidden even from the prophets, the great men in the Old Testament, but which is now revealed. And he then says, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Inkolo iloku ugutu Jesu angene guwena abe isinko sokpila guwe. That is the secret. Does Christ live in you?